Hey guys, welcome to a very special episode of the Game Train podcast. Just a quick wrap-up of our EB Expo 2017. Why are you smiling?
Because I'm right next to you. You can actually see me smile.
Oh, yeah. This is really weird. This is our first time that we're recording, and Callan's in the room with me because he came down for the EB Expo, and I guess this is how he smiles normally, but I've never seen it. Not that I've never seen Callan smiling, I just mean, like, just so you guys know, he actually is really enjoying himself recording these things when you listen. So just know that Callan loves what he does, which I'm really seeing in a new level now. Anyway, I'm Carl, and I've got Callan here with me in the room.
Hello, I'm trying not to look at him because I'm just going to keep laughing the entire episode, so I'm looking kind of straight ahead.
All right. This is really weird. I don't know how you other podcasters out there record in the same room, but it's nice. Except that, come on.
Oh, man. Okay, all right. So we went to EB Expo on the Gold Coast. So this is EB's event. They've been doing it for about six...
4 years.
Four years? I thought it was four.
Yep. 4 years.
4 years now.
Cool.
Yep, cool. Good times. And yeah, so pretty much EB puts on this weekend-long expo, inviting all the game publishers along to pretty much showcase what's coming out over the next couple of months.
Yeah, and it's not often about sort of groundbreaking news. It's more of a chance of all of us in Australia. You know, we don't get a lot of game expos like this, so besides PAX, and it's just a chance for all of us to have a turn ourselves firsthand at some of these games, which is still a lot of the time in like their alpha builds.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, it's, you know, it was my first time at an EB Expo. I know Carl's been to a past one.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. Like, well, I guess the thing when I got there first, I noticed was how many people actually went.
Yeah, it was huge.
And we found out it was actually sold out later that day.
Yeah, the Saturday is the one we went to.
Yes. And, like, when we got there, I reckon the line, 1,000 people long, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That's what it looked like. Easy.
Yep. Like,
and that was... Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah, the popularity was there for sure.
Very much appreciated our media passes, I have to say. I'm not going to lie. I'm
not even going to lie about that at all.
That was lovely. That was new.
Mm.
But, yeah, so... We got to check out a lot of games. I mean, not as many as we wanted. We tried as much as we could, but there was a lot of people who wanted to get on board with all those as well. But
of course, well, here's a list of a bunch of the games that you could play before release that they had at the show. There was Super Mario Odyssey, Call of Duty, World War II, Assassin's Creed Origins, Far Cry 5, Gran Turismo, Wolfenstein 2, South Park, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Shadow of War, W2K18, Ni No Kuni 2, and that's just some of them. Like, there was a big list of games that you could, you know, that aren't out yet that you could go and play.
Yeah, I like that you could try stuff that was out, but that you might be curious about, like FIFA on the Switch or, you know, something like that.
Yes, that's true. Like, that you're like, oh, wonder what, oh, and then you pick up the Switch and you're like, okay, cool.
I had a quick go until I realized I cut the line. I didn't even know. I picked up a Switch and started playing FIFA and was like, oh, this is pretty good. And I was like, I wonder why this is just sitting there. And
that child's face.
And they'd been lining up for ages. And then Genghis Tuan, our media guy, he was just like, pretty sure you just cut the line of like 100 people. And went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. What a douche with this pass thing act and all that.
Oh,
so
man, yeah.
I felt horrible. But it looked good, what I saw.
And on that note, also a big shout out to Genghis Twan, who followed us around all day with his video camera.
Yes, we will have some footage and some little videos to show you guys. We got some really cool footage of the day, all kinds of things. Us talking to different PR guys, telling us about the games, and also a bunch of cosplayers, which looked incredible.
And just general shots of the show floor and all things like that. So you'll be able to check all that out on Facebook once they're all finished and edited together. Thanks, Carl, for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Oh, cool. I don't like sleep. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like the video editor here out of the two of us goes, all right, I'm going home. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, Callan's the professional video editor. And he's like, about the video editing, I guess that's you then, Carl? Cool, don't worry about it.
And Carl's like, all right, Callan, you just go sing for your money now.
But, Oh, oi, careful. What? Look at this.
Sorry.
Cullen's excitement is going off the Richter scale.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, back to the actual EB Expo show, though.
Yes. So, I mean, we played some of the big games that we were really looking forward to. And one I have to say straight off the bat, Super Mario Odyssey, I got to get my hands on it, which is awesome. And it wasn't that long a wait. The lines for a lot of the games, like Cullen waited almost an hour for one of to play Assassin's Creed Origins. We'll get to that shortly. But and I mean, they were huge, but they moved quicker than we expected.
Oh, yeah.
You see these lines of hundreds of people, and you think this is going to take forever, but it's like 20 screens at a time.
Yeah, exactly. So and the Mario Odyssey demo was a timed demo, so the machines are set to play this demo for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think so.
And then at the end of the 10 minutes, it comes up and goes, thank you for playing, and you're like, all right, put the control down and off you go.
Yeah, and yeah, I got my hands on Super Mario Odyssey, and wow, it just felt incredible. It was like, I almost had that weird rush of playing Mario 64 again for the first time. Like, you know, it wasn't quite that, because that was the world change that day. But it was just super smooth. It was quicker than any Mario I've ever played. Very responsive, and it was just beautiful. It's just a whole different thing when you do it yourself, or even when you watch someone else play. We're talking about that too. Like,
yeah, well, I watched Carl play, because what we did is, to save ourselves a bit of time, we split up around the expo at times. When someone was lining up, someone would go try something else, so we could try and cover more of the expo in the day.
Yeah.
And so Carl decided his lineup game was going to be Mario Odyssey, and so I watched him play, and from just a viewer's perspective, it was awesome. It looked super slick, it looked fun. You know, you're turning into like bullet bills and flying around and all that
cool stuff. Yeah, that was with the fun.
Because we're like, wonder what we can turn into. And he's just throwing his hat around at
everything.
Everything in sight and stuff, which was really cool. Oh,
I want to be everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I noticed, and we were discussing this as well, is that even when you're not playing a game, like some games we didn't get to play that we just walked past, trailers don't even do these games justice.
Oh, yeah.
Watching someone play it, even if they're just like awkwardly walking around and trying to figure out what to do, because you know it's another person and you're like, that's what it looks like. These games just looked so amazing on the show floor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're seeing it, you know, run as the game really is supposed to be running. Well, the Mario versions were, you know, this 10-minute time demo, which was, in terms of the actual levels, we don't know if everything was in the levels or not.
Yeah.
There was two levels to choose from. Yep. But yeah, just glancing around before you even got to play, and we were standing for a while watching other people just play it. And even from like probably 20 meters back,
yeah,
you could see how great this game looked straight away. If you just saw trailers run, you go, oh yeah, okay. But this was like, oh, and we're just sort of just fixed on it for a while.
Yeah, that's someone playing. That's just some regular Joe Blow having a go of Super Mario Odyssey, and like many of the games on the floor was just like that, like walking past like Far Cry 5.
Yes,
we just saw a bunch of people sort of,
well, we're probably 30 meters away from that.
Yeah
like that, man, there was a lot of people wanting to play Far Cry 5.
Yeah, we unfortunately missed out on that. It was just not gonna. And so Assassin's Creed, yes, Cullen got to have a go at that. Yes. One,
and again, this was another game that I was watching it while I was lining up, and wow. So they were playing this on Scorpio's Xbox One X, in 4K resolution on 4K TVs.
Yeah.
And oh wow, I wanted to run outside down to a retailer, pick up a new TV,
a 4K TV, then TV. And there.
Yeah. Yep, right then and there, because I was like, oh wow, this looks incredible. It ran so smooth, just everything about it, like the way the water moved when he was going up the river in the boat. It just looked so fresh, and it felt fresh. Like when I started playing the game, it felt Assassin's Creed, but it felt so new. Like they've revamped the combat system, so now you've got a light attack and a heavy attack, and you can raise a shield now. And then when you raise the shield, it gives a soft lock onto the enemy, so you can strafe around the enemy and do quick little side dodges around them.
So cool.
Like Dark Souls Light, I'll say.
Yeah.
It's probably a good way of explaining it. Like, not as...
both visually and figuratively.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, it will not be as hard as what Dark Souls is, so don't get scared, people. But it had that same, you know, smarter combat feel to the game, rather than just mashing a button this time it's like, all right, going maybe a quick couple of light attacks, or all right, I've got an opening, all right, the heavy attack now.
So you're thinking while you're fighting, kind of like Witcher 3
yes.
vibe, yeah?
Exactly.
I love the thought of that. It was just horrible watching him play because I just wanted that controller so bad.
Yes.
That was the one bad thing about us swapping, but we could have missed out on so much more.
Exactly. And well, I didn't get to play it on the Scorpio or Xbox One X version. I played it on the PC version, which was on 1080p. And it was an alpha build of the game, but it still looked great. It still felt great.
Yeah.
For an alpha build.
It looked amazing. I don't know how it felt, but...
Yeah. Oh, I felt you could climb up more things.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, weird rocks that look like no business being climbed in an Assassin's Creed game.
Yep. Watching other people demo it, that you could do a story mission throughout the game. Everyone seemed to run straight to that and start doing that. I was like, nope, I'm just going to explore around and see actually what I can do in this game.
And can't do.
And what I can't do in this game.
Yeah.
So I was on a horse, jumped off my horse, called out the bird.
I forgot about the horse. That thing looked amazing.
Horse was cool.
Yeah.
I only had him at the start, though, because I kept playing around with the bird.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, so you can call your bird whenever you like, get an aerial view of everything, go for a fly around. We don't know if there's a photo mode, but I know my co-host here got really excited when he saw the scenery when I was flying as the bird.
Yes.
And went, is there a photo mode?
Oh, we should have asked.
I know. That's one question we should have asked. But yeah, it was super, super fun. And I can't wait for this game to drop.
Oh, man. Right. And those are the two games that are dropping on the exact same day, too. So
Yes,
that's
going to
be interesting.
October 27, game day.
Game day. Another thing we were both surprised about was PDP, the company, had some Nintendo Switch accessories there to display, which are coming out later this year, most around November, just before the holiday season. And, you know, different kind of cases and all fun things, but the most impressive one was like a controller dock that put in each of the Joy-Cons.
Yes.
But one each. Instead of slotting both Joy-Cons into a piece of plastic that, you know, that comes with the Switch, this is kind of a similar piece of plastic but designed to hold just one and make it feel like a regular controller.
So it was like about the same size as a Pro controller. Imagine that in a mold, and in the middle is where you just slot your Joy-Con and then you just hold it like a normal control and play from there.
It was like, I mean, it sounds simple and normal, like a thing that Nintendo always do, but I hadn't even thought of this concept. This is like two pieces of plastic that make it straight out, you know, if you just buy those and then you buy your Switch, it's like you have two proper controllers straight out the box. You'll be playing comfortably Mario Kart or, you know, Street Fighter.
Exactly. I remember playing Mario Kart with the Joy-Cons and my hands just cramping after a couple of races. This way I can play on a Joy-Con still if you've got, you know, several people around, but put it into this mold so then your hand won't cramp up.
Excellent. And then you buy one more set of Joy-Cons and you've got four players, like a full game of Mario Kart.
Yep.
Or more importantly, Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Yes. And I beat Carl at that, everyone, and he's played a couple hundred hours of this game, hundreds of hours, and I beat him at this game.
At Tetris, we also played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
No, this has nothing to do with EB Expo. Anyone, do not listen to this man. I do not know him anymore.
We had a quick game. No, we'll talk about that later. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for a different episode. But rest assured, I have a fun story about Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Both of one of our favorite games of all time. But anyway, other things we saw. I had a go of The Crew 2, the new Ubisoft sort of racing game with, you know, different cars and boats and planes. And I wasn't sure how I felt about this game. Just looked like, you know, another racing game. But I jumped on and I'm so glad I did because it felt and looked beautiful. I'm actually really excited for this one to come out. We'll be reviewing it next year, I believe.
Yes, it's slated to come out next year. I think around March, but don't quote me on that one.
Yeah, sorry about our notes. We've just jumped on to do a quick sort of wrap up here, and we just don't have all our stuff in front of us like we normally do, which we will in a few days for the next episode.
But this is more talking about just our experiences at the expo. We're not trying to drop out proper news and all that.
Yeah, we'll have all that, rest assured, just in a few days right after this. Callan, you had a quick go of Ni No Kuni 2.
Yes, which that comes out in January next year from Bandai Namco. I'd been wanting to play this game for a while. I'd seen trailers, etc., from EF3. Finally got a go of playing it, which was really exciting. It was really cool. I only got to play a little bit of it. There was 3 different demos of it. I just played one, which was the exploration one. So I got to wander around this town, and the game looked great. Your main character looked fantastic. The animation on your character.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful looking game. And I went out and did some combat. Combat was really smooth, fast, responsive. Yep. We'll be reviewing this game next year. It'll be one of our first episodes for the year. I'm very, very excited for Ni No Kuni 2.
Yeah, I played the first one quite a lot, and it was just stunning. It was like watching a little cartoon. I'm pretty sure like the Studio Ghibli guys had a hand in helping design the actual characters.
That's why the look feels so familiar to me.
Yes, yeah, yes. That'll be it. And what else? Oh, yeah, cricket.
Oh, all right.
Everyone. So I guess I'll leave the room for like half
right.
an hour.
Bye, Carl. Right, so everyone get this. They had Ashes Cricket 2017 there.
Feels free to skip ahead. No.
Really all right, I'll keep this brief. But from Big Ant, which comes out in November, so not long at all, I got to have a quick play of the game and also talk to one of the reps there about the game, and I got my number one question answered, which was from the original game, or Don Bradman's 2017 cricket. There was a career mode. You start in club cricket. You work your way up to the Australian team. Being an Ashes game, I didn't know if it was going to be like this. I was rest assured that, yes, you can make your own character and go all the way through, or you can take the Australian cricket team as they are, because this time they've licensed all the Australian players and all the English players, and they've got them in for motion capture and their likenesses. And
even the outfits, he said. And first time as well,
yes,
as far as they were aware. That it's been done this extensively.
It may have been done like a decade ago in an older game with licensing. But it looked great. It controlled very... I only did batting, but it played very similar to Don Bradman's. I hit a 4 off my first ball, and then 3 balls later, I was out.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
For someone that's put 100 hours into the Don Bradman's.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I guess it was like my Tetris situation. But that's... Oh, also, I mean, it's sounding all calendar right now, but you played Super Lucky's Tale while I was lining up for Mario.
I did. I didn't have very long in this game. I probably maybe about 5 minutes.
Oh, man, I really wanted to jump on that one. I was quite jealous.
I played this on the Xbox One X.
Yeah, of course.
So all the Microsoft console... all the Xbox consoles there were One X's.
Yeah.
That we saw.
Over 30 of them, I think, on the floor.
I had a quick go of Super Lucky's Tale, which comes out November 7 this year on Xbox One and PC.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is a platformer where you play as a fox.
Yep.
And it's a really gorgeous looking game. It looks like one of those nice breaks from those big games that we're going to be playing, you know, that you can be like, man, you can just sort of simplify everything, just chill out.
Good palate cleanser.
Great palate cleanser. Yeah, play as this cool fox in this beautiful, colourful world, collect collectibles, solve environmental puzzles, you know, jump from platform to platform. It looks like a lot of fun, and it felt great to play too.
Nice. All right, well, I mean, that's mostly it. We'll have a lot more details for you, and like I said, we're going to have a few videos that we're going to cut together. We'll be releasing that little chat we had and a look at the cricket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and the those Nintendo Switch accessories, so I can actually show you guys what I'm trying to explain. We'll have a short video out for that shortly, and, you know, a one-minute sort of, best of the day. And
yes,
We had a lot of fun, and, like, we'll be showing a lot of the cosplayers that we saw, which were just...
Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, effort that these people put in these costumes were incredible. Like, hats off to every one of you cosplayers out there that spends hours upon hours and dollars upon dollars to make these beautiful outfits and play those characters.
The effort is clear.
Yes.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. I was actually really impressed with the girl that dressed up with as the
Jinx
from League of Legends.
I wish I knew her name.
Oh, it was incredible. Like, she has this shark-like rocket launcher on the character. And what was it, 15 kilos?
Yeah.
She was carrying that around on her shoulder all day and posing for people with this... Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it was playing music.
It's so hard to explain it to me. It's on the video and it looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah, so thank you for that. And whoever you are, if you ever see this, well done.
Listen to this. Yeah, we just hats off to you. That was incredible.
Okay, and well, you know, to wrap us up like we always do, we're going to quickly run through a quick lame train and hype train from the expo.
Yes.
Callan, wait. Let's introduce it. Ladies and gentlemen, Lame Train.
All right. So mine was, and you know, the day was so full on. There was so much to see, stuff everywhere. And we're going from, you know, exhibit to exhibit, playing different games, meeting, talking to different people. I forgot to go play Monster Hunter World. So I'm annoyed at myself for missing out on playing that game because I so wanted to play that. And that comes out in January next year.
Dang.
The week after Ni No Kuni.
Okay, so the shortened version of that is your lame train is yourself?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good. We heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. My lame train of that whole expo was watching Callan play Assassin's Creed Origins. That was awful and painful. That was the thing I wanted a turn of the most, and I just couldn't double up on that line.
Wait. Let me get this straight. So now you're lame tranting yourself too?
No.
Yes.
My lame train is you.
Why is it me?
Because you're playing Assassin's Creed, so both of our lame trains are you.
No. Yours is yourself for not lining up to play Assassin's Creed.
No, that was fine. I just didn't like watching you play it.
You're smiling the whole time, though.
Yeah. Crying tears of joy and sadness at the same time. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Hype Train.
Boom. All right. Well, you could kick this one off if you like.
Yeah, okay. My Hype Train is very easy. It's Super Mario Odyssey. After getting a taste of that, I cannot wait to get my hands on that full game. And it's like the king is returning, and I'm so excited.
Mine is Assassin's Creed Origins.
Rub the salt in the wound. Cool, thanks.
Yep, no problem. It looks like the 2 years off is going to pay off for Ubisoft here.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic. It feels fantastic. I wanted to own this game yesterday.
Yeah, right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Carl.
I'm Callan. And this week, we're going to be going to air on Thursday instead of our normal Wednesday slot. Because Shadow of War comes out this week, it's a bigger game, so we want to try and get a bit more time into the review before, you know, we review the game. Because we want to give it the justice that it does deserve. And would like to give a final shout-out to Jared.
Yes, thank you.
From EB, who gave us the media passes and allowed us to go in there and shoot on the floor and all that sort of wonderful stuff.
It was an awesome experience, yes. And we appreciate that a lot. That was really cool.
Yep. Thank you so much, and thank you for listening.
This has been Game Train.